Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming whole, complete, and entire, spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking about the challenges of getting healed. If you want to follow along with us, we're in the second of the Eternal Life series books, and you can get those at our website at wecanprepare.org. You can always contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org. So last week we finished talking about that getting healed challenges us to become needy and out of control, and how that is diametrically opposed to what our soulical intent is. Your soul's intent is to keep control. And we're in the process of transferring the soul from being needy and trying to meet its own needs to receiving unconditionally from God and having those needs met perfectly. So the stress we are feeling is in the transition. And part of that transition, of course, is getting healed, those wounds, and experiencing fulfillment and completion for the first time. Once you taste it, you want more. Now we want to talk about the challenges that getting healed brings us to experiencing freedom, peace, and rest. That freedom entails responsibility. Responsibility to grow up into our soul and grow up in our soul and body into sons and joint heirs. When we experience healing, that freedom is not just freedom from pain or strife or trying hard. The freedom also involves responsibility and recognition that we are not just going through this world for our own desires, for our own getting our own needs met. We are here for a purpose that is long-term beyond this earth zone. We are here to learn how to live in our new identity as sons and joint heirs. We can no longer get away with letting our mind think what it wants. This is a real stretch. Our mind has always just, you know, thought what it wanted to think. And as we begin to be renewed in our mind, remember your mind is part of your soul. Your mind is brought more and more into submission to your spirit. Your spirit's already in perfect submission to to God. So by bringing our soul into alignment under our spirit, your soul likewise is being submitted to God. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. So We no longer are letting our mind think what it wants. When we did that at one time, when we allowed our mind to think whatever it wanted to, it thought the thoughts that gave it control. That's what it was all about. Well, that's no longer what it's all about. The control was necessary because the soul had no resources to get its needs met. But now it does. It does have everything it needs in your spirit. So rather than, just as we talk about all the time, developing new habits, turning to God to get our needs met. That's it in the simplicity of our new relationship. And yet we find it so difficult because we've always had control. And anytime we feel out of control, we can tell that there's a struggle going on in our soul, whether it's our mind, will, or our emotions. Likewise, we're learning to let our emotions, we're learning to keep our emotions from dictating our actions. You have emotions, God gave them to you, but they don't mean anything. Your emotions are not what determines your reality. Your emotions are God-given, but they don't mean anything. You can't draw conclusions from your emotions. You can be feeling depressed and angry and lonely and lost, and be right smack dab in the middle of victory. Because your emotions follow. And they often don't follow reality. So very often, as you go through the healing process, your emotions may very well be the last to line up with reality. So one of the big things we learn is not to rely on them as a reflection of how we're doing. We are also learning to bring our will into submission to our spirit and learning to not make decisions based on our own assessment. Your soul is in no position to be making decisions on its own. Your soul has been so used to doing whatever it wanted to do, and now God says, no, we're all going to work together. And what's fascinating is over time, your soul is actually strengthened, because it becomes more tuned over time to what God created it to be. In other words, whatever your temperament is that God gave you, He wants that to be the reality of what you're experiencing here on this earth. When we talk about your temperament, it's how He put your soul together, your unique soul. Right now, your unique soul, your strengths and weaknesses, are all buried under tactics and strategies and coping mechanisms that you've used to get your needs met. Well, you don't need those anymore. You don't need the coping mechanisms. You don't need the strategies, the tactics. to get your needs met. Instead, God Himself has already met your needs. And God Himself is bringing your, removing those tactics, those strategies from your soul. So the more we are free, the more healing we receive, the more our soul is free to be what it was meant to be, what it was created to be. We talk about a free will. And it's interesting that we rarely talk about a free emotions and a free mind. But our will, your will, is not free until it's completely healed. We, for some reason, have elevated the will to the point that we excuse our behavior or try to explain God's decisions based on our free will. That, well, we have a free will to do what we want and God won't violate it. Well, that's nonsense. You don't have a free will until it's completely healed, until your soul is free to be joined as it was created to be to your spirit. Then it's free. Then it's free from your flesh. Then it's free from your enemies. But until then, you don't have a free will. You don't have free emotions, and you don't have a free mind. So we are learning the process of what we're maturing and growing into is our soul, not our spirit. As we are growing in that process, our focus is learning to live as sons and co-inheritors and joint heirs. Again, not lesser inheritors, not lesser heirs, but equal to what Jesus has inherited. That's your inheritance. And this is where God's discipline comes in. His ways are not solical, and they don't function as we expect, as we function on the supernatural realm, in our solical realm. The way your soul works in you is your own solical realm. As we learn to walk by the Spirit, by His freedom, we also learn the discipline and responsibility that comes with it. We learn to walk in wholeness, in total dependence on Christ. We learn what it means to say that I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. And we learn that distinction and our responsibility, and we learn to control from our spirit rather than from our soul. Because we take, our first responsibility is to take dominion over our soul and our body. So it's not that we're disciplining our spirit, but that we are learning to rule and reign first over our soul. Getting healed also challenges us to change our standards. As we are healed, we learn to recognize the Lord's voice and His way of doing things. Again, His ways are not our ways. What excites many in the church today, a supernatural experience, a word of prophecy, or an angelic visitation, will be objectively evaluated by those who have learned by experience to distinguish the still small voice of truth, uninfluenced by emotional pleas or creative marketing campaigns and undistracted by that which may impress others. So as you are learning to depend on God and get your information from Him, when you become master of your own emotions, your own mind, your own will, you will no longer be susceptible to the tactics of others. This may bring separation, will likely bring you separation from others who are vulnerable. And this is another one of those places where you're going to have to make a choice. Do you want to be free, or do you want to remain in prison with your friends? That doesn't mean you have to not have the same friends. But you'll likely never have the same companionship with them, because you're not living like them. You're living like a son of God. There will come a point in time when you'll have to decide, do you want to live free? Do you want to experience the freedom, and are you willing to take on the responsibility of being a spirit being, a son of God, a joint heir, and committing to living that life as a son of God, ruling and reigning here on this earth now, starting with your soul? But as we accept that challenge, we find it's worth it. And the Lord gives us the strength and the knowledge and likely the friends that are necessary to give us the companionship and the fellowship. You know, just attending church is not fellowship. Just being with a bunch of other people is not fellowship. If you're not learning freedom, if you're not learning how to depend on God, if you're not learning how to get healed, it's voluntary prison. You are letting others determine your boundaries, how far you can go, what's acceptable with God. It's His desire that you establish your own set of standards with Him for you. And those are even going to change on a regular basis. What's acceptable one day may not be acceptable for you the next day. Not because the ultimate standards have changed, but because you have changed. You're now ready for more responsibility. So just as a little baby is expected to wear diapers, a 40-year-old person is not. They're expected to be able to control their bodily functions. And you and I as well. But those standards are between us and God. We are to learn to master them, not as restraints, but as tools. Getting healed also challenges our patience, something most of us find particularly hard to desire. Learning to live as healed, whole persons takes time. Especially when we look at taking into account that some of the generational wounds we will be coming up against have been passed down from Adam. We're not just talking about your family. We're talking about going all the way back, you've inherited genetic issues, soulical issues, history, habits, beliefs that go all the way back. Now, they can all be overcome, and that's what we're here for. We see genetically how in our physical bodies, we all talk about heredity and tendencies that have been passed on, family traits. Those are physical weaknesses. Now, that's a tendency. It doesn't lock us in. And we can overcome them. Likewise, in our soul, we've inherited wound tendencies and historical beliefs, you know, that your particular family has a lot of, you know, drunks in it, or nobody's ever graduated from college, or there's a sense of victimhood that's passed on from generation to generation. Well, that's something that you can overcome, not only for you, but on behalf of previous generations. Remember, one of the things we're learning to overcome is time. So we can learn how to remove curses and wounds that previous generations have experienced. We're not going to get too far afield at this point in time. We've talked about that in other messages, especially on Mondays. But do keep in mind that just as we struggle with patience, we think things take too long, things take forever. But those are time-related thoughts, frames of reference. Things are taking in your life exactly how long they take. And when we try to measure how long something takes or is taking, it's taking God forever to heal this, for instance. You know, when is God going to get rid of this? I've given it to him. He said he wants to heal it. How come it's taking so long? Well, it isn't taking long at all, because in the spirit it's already done. It may take a while to manifest here on this earth, but this is one of the things we're learning, to not live in the present, not living waiting for something to happen to manifest here on this earth that's already manifested in the spirit. You are a son of God right now. You are a joint heir, a co-inheritor. You are, in your spirit, ruling and reigning right now. So our whole mindset, our whole identity is going through that shift. Jesus can undo all those wounds, all those belief systems, all those curses in a single instant if he chooses. So our attitude toward what we're going through now is persistence and patience with the mindset that we have been this way before. It's just we've not been this way before in our soul. That God's timing is absolutely perfect on this earth as he teaches us to create our own timing. In other words, there may be things that you can do to speed things up. There may not be. The only way to know is to find out from God. Not your own beliefs, not what someone else is telling you. What is God saying to you directly? Getting healed challenges us to vulnerability toward God and toward others. As whole persons, spirit, soul, and body, we are willing to be wounded and rejected. Even in the same way, by the same person, if God so desires. Oh, isn't this something to look forward to? But the whole point is we no longer let the past hurts or the idea of being hurt again keep us from ruling and reigning, from being who we are. We know now how to get healed, how to go to the Father to get healed. So we're not afraid of it. We don't enjoy it. It's certainly, we're not going to be, you know, running out and looking for ways to get wounded so we can get healed. But we recognize that part of the process is to run to the fight, to enjoin the battle. The spiritual battle's won, but the process of taking your kingdom, your soul, is fully raging. Now, just by not enjoining and recognizing that battle doesn't mean it's not going on. It's just you've already abdicated your kingdom to your enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The fight doesn't start until you start seeing yourself as a spirit being now, as a son of God now. That's when you're a threat to your enemies, and that's when they'll start to fight. So on the inside, as a spirit being, yes, we enter into that rest. We join into that perfect peace, that confidence, that contentment, all at the same time. We're taking on the battle. We're doing whatever's necessary to overcome our own soul, our own flesh, our own strengths and weaknesses in our soul, so that we are the spirit being that has a soul that lives in a body. Let the Lord show you what is real in you that He likes and dislikes, and you will begin to see that what you thought was displeasing to Him was merely your flesh and not what He created you to be. He doesn't create things and then punish us for it. He gave you the soul you have because He wanted you to have it, and He says it is good. A lot of times our biggest problem is learning to live with it. But so what? We'll have to learn to live with it. This is the way God made you for now. We don't know what came before. We don't know what's going to come after. But for now, this is the way God made you. If you don't like it, you're saying God screwed up. You're arguing with Him. That's not acceptable to Him. He's not going to let you get away with that. So as we learn to recognize the way He's made us uniquely, we will be more willing to make ourselves, to allow ourselves to be who we are. And if that brings rejection and hurt, we know how to deal with that. The whole point is we're becoming ourselves. We're not trying to control ourselves through our soul or protect ourselves through our strengths and weaknesses by manipulating either ourselves or others. But through that rest, we can just be who God made us to be. Many of us have been taught that our main goals in life are to protect ourselves from being hurt and to keep from making mistakes. But this is not God's way. Jesus was the example of being willing to be wounded because the Father asked Him to. Well, likewise, He's asking you to count on Him to train you in exactly the way you need to go. Dependence on Him brings victory and ruling and reigning now. We'll pick it up there next Tuesday. In the meantime, have a great week. We'll be getting back together again on Thursday at 7:30. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.